Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
All right, everyone, welcome back to Stoic Confidence. Your daily dose of wisdom, a sprinkle of humor, and the good old motivational kick in the pants you need to conquer your day. I'm Avery Hart, your host and resident life hacks guru, here to help you navigate this crazy thing called life with a little more grace, a lot more self-awareness, and maybe even a few laughs along the way. Today's episode is all about something we all struggle with, the elusive work-life balance. Ever feel like your job's eating your soul? You know, that feeling when you're staring at your inbox at midnight, wondering if adulting actually involves constant email notifications. Trust me, I get it. We live in a world where always on is the new normal, and it's easy to lose sight of what truly matters outside those office walls. But guess what? You deserve better. You deserve time for yourself, for your passions, for that hilarious cat meme you saw earlier that still makes you giggle. So, how do we reclaim our lives from the tyranny of deadlines and email chains? It's all about mindfulness and self-care, folks. Sounds a little hippy-dippy, right? But hear me out. This isn't just about bubble baths and yoga retreats, although those are fantastic, don't get me wrong. It's about being present in the moment, recognizing your needs, and actively making choices that prioritize your well-being. Think of it like this. You wouldn't put a dirty dish back on the counter after washing it, right? So why treat your mind and body any differently? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you create a healthy work-life balance through mindfulness and self-care. 1. Set boundaries. This is non-negotiable. Think of boundaries like invisible fences around your time and energy. Define when you're on for work and when you're officially off. Tell colleagues you won't be checking emails after a certain hour and stick to it. It's amazing how much more relaxed and focused you become when you create this separation. 2. Prioritize ruthlessly. We all have limited time and energy. Stop trying to do everything. Focus on what truly matters, both at work and in your personal life. Say no to commitments that drain you or don't align with your goals. Remember, it's okay to prioritize yourself. 3. Schedule self-care. Don't wait for a vacation to relax and recharge. Treat self-care like any other important appointment in your calendar. Schedule 30 minutes each day for something that brings you joy. A walk in the park, reading a chapter of your favorite book, catching up with a friend, or even just enjoying a cup of tea in silence. 4. Practice mindfulness. Ever notice how we often spend hours lost in thought, replaying past events or worrying about the future? Mindfulness is about bringing your attention back to the present moment. Take a few minutes each day to simply observe your breath, your surroundings, and your thoughts without judgment. This simple practice can significantly reduce stress and improve focus. 5. Be kind to yourself. You're a human, not a superhero. It's okay to make mistakes, have off days, and need time to recharge. Don't beat yourself up over setbacks. Instead, learn from them and keep moving forward. Remember, you deserve compassion and understanding just as much as anyone else. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're at work, juggling deadlines and emails like it's your Olympic sport. Suddenly, your phone buzzes with a text from your best friend inviting you to a spontaneous movie night. But here's the twist. Instead of frantically responding, "I can't, I have too much to do," you pause for a moment, take a deep breath, and realize that sometimes it's okay to prioritize fun and connection. You send back a quick message saying, "Absolutely, count me in." That little act of self-care sets off a chain reaction. You feel less stressed at work, you have more energy to enjoy your evening with friends, and you wake up the next day feeling refreshed and ready to tackle anything. See what I mean? So there you have it, 5 powerful takeaways to help you create that healthy work-life balance we all crave. Remember, folks, life is too short to be constantly chained to your desk. Take charge of your time, prioritize your well-being, and don't forget to have some fun along the way. Before I let you go, remember this. You are not alone on this journey. Share this episode with a friend who might need a little extra motivation. Leave us a review if it resonated with you, and join the conversation on our social media pages. We're in this together, and I can't wait to hear your thoughts. Until next time, keep striding for that stoic confidence. You got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.